actually, bite stories inspired by the police officer who got bit the other day, has the dude handcuffed. This is in Riley County, and then still manages to get bit in the thigh by the dude. This guy should know better. You can't bite once you're older than, I don't know, nine?
Nine?
So once you hit double digits, biting's not allowed?
I think it's not cool once you get over one.
What?
If a little kid who's like 3 or 4 bites me, I will not hesitate to smack it.
Smack it.
Yeah.
Is what he says.
If it bites, it's not a he or she, it's an it.
Wow, okay. So what are some of your bite stories, your favorite bite memories? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Sticks in the Morning, got a bite story for us?
Yes, hello. This is a hilarious story. Back when me and my girlfriend Angela were dormies.
I'm sorry, you were what?
We were dormies.
What was that? What did that mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm an older lady. I guess maybe the kids don't use the word same words these days. Dormies is somebody who you were a roommate with in the dorm.
Oh, okay.
Well, anywho's, we had a situation where I was in the top bunk, she was in the bottom, and one day we were both out, and we came back, and are you familiar with tying a sock on the door handle?
To, like, indicate that you're in the room with somebody?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that move.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you want to acknowledge that as well? Thanks. Yeah, we verify.
Okay, I didn't know if the teens were changing their ways on that one now, too.
No, that's still it's still accepted.
Well, she had been back. She'd been out with a gentleman earlier and had him apparently in the room. Well, I was outside waiting to get into the room. Also, I, too, had a man, so I figured, well, who cares? We'll both be in the room at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And I go up to my top bunk, and this is the hilarious part. What was his name? Brad or Ben or Bean, something like that.
Okay.
And he's down there in the lower bunk. They're having at it. God knows what clothing is on or off. But he says to her, after a little bit, you can kind of maybe some uncomfortable, you know, like he's making noises like, yeah, it was quite hilarious. He's like, and then eventually he says to her, Angela, please, a little less teeth, a little more tongue and lips, I believe was the phrase that he used, and I was just rolling. OMG, hilarious. I just couldn't believe.
Well, at least he phrased it in a polite way.